some of the first pieces of the new healthcare reform law went into effect today. Among them, new high-risk pools offering insurance to people with pre-existing conditions. But as states and consumers begin to sort out the details of how and if they can access affordable coverage, a legal challenge to the Affordable Health Care Act began in Virginia. FSRN's Jacob Fenston has more.
According to the Department of Health and Human Services, more than one-third of people trying to buy health insurance in the past 3 years were turned down or charged high rates because of a pre-existing condition. Starting today, those people can buy into high-risk pools funded by the federal government. The health care bill provides $5 billion to set up the pools. 21 states chose to let the feds run their programs. 29 states, plus the District of Columbia, chose to run their own.
The district already has a somewhat similar high-risk pool.
LaShawn Beeman, D.C. spokeswoman.
So as a result, we thought it would just be best for us to run it ourselves.
Beeman says 1 in 3 D.C. residents is already covered by the district's insurance programs.
A little known fact is that the district actually ranks number one in the nation for providing government health insurance. We are one of the most generous states.
But she says the new federally funded high-risk pool will bring down premiums and expand coverage. Just south of D.C., Virginia's governor declined to set up a high-risk pool, saying money from the federal government wouldn't last through 2014 when the pools expire. Virginia is on the forefront of fighting health care reform. This morning, Ken Cuccinelli, the state's attorney general, spent 2 hours in front of a judge in Richmond arguing the health care bill is unconstitutional, a federal power grab.
It's never happened before that they have ordered Americans to buy one thing from another American or an American company. And it's Virginia's position that it goes well beyond the outer reaches of the Commerce Clause and that there's no other power in the Constitution that the federal government has that can support this sort of compulsion to Americans.
Cuccinelli says he expects an initial decision within 30 days. But whoever wins, the case will be appealed and very likely end up in the Supreme Court. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.